So, you know what day this is. It's Monday, which means it's Get to Know Night, the weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. Today we'll be answering Curious Cat questions, because curiously there's quite a bit. So let's jump right into it. The first question is from Marie R4. They ask, "Hi Kay, how are you? I'm curious, would you ever date an 18-year-old? What is your opinion on it? Do you think it's too young or childish?" Okay, so first, I'm doing okay. I don't think I would anymore. I just think we're just at very different stages in our lives. And that could be, you know, I think people in relationships, they need to be kind of the same. I mean, I'm not saying they can't work. It could, but it just, people need to be on the same kind of page and stage in their life. And want kind of the same things. And the things you want when you're 18 are very different than the things you want when you're much older. Maybe they are, but to my experience, that is the case. So I think that would be the biggest prohibitive factor in that regard. Anonymous asks, "Can you talk more about nihilism and why you don't believe in God? Did you ever believe in God in the past? Is your family religious?" My family isn't religious as so much as spiritual. I don't know if I ever really, like, 100% believed in God. I think it was more of a, I had a very strong inclination to do so, as it was the norm, I guess, to have that belief. But I never really fully accepted it or understood it to be true. I think my inclination has always been nihilism to a certain degree, from a very young age. It just made a fair amount of sense. I think initially when people explore nihilism, it can lead to depression and loneliness and a lot of not great things. But I think it's like it's a stepping stone to like a greater understanding of things. It ultimately, upon realizing that like nothing fundamentally matters, it is then up to you entirely to create purpose. Because there's no purpose that is divined anywhere else but internally. And I think once you come to that conclusion, even though the purpose you're ascribing to yourself is ultimately meaningless, it is purpose. And we can hold on to that purpose and forge a life based on it, absent of anything else. There's a really good quote, I don't remember who it was from, but they basically state that if you've never had any interest in existentialism, I highly recommend you steer clear of it. Which I think is very true. If you have no interest in nihilism or existentialism at all, and you find happiness and peace in your life in whatever system it may be, I highly recommend you stay away from existentialism and nihilism, because they will only bring you distress, which I think is entirely true. I think if you found peace in whatever system you have, hold on to that. Because ultimately that's all we can ask for, is some kind of internal peace. And if you find that through God or through anything, then obviously hold on to whatever system brings you peace. Just be kind about it, you know. Like I would never encourage someone to walk down a path that would bring them hardship if they're already in a place where they're internally very peaceful. So I guess that's as much as I'm going to talk about it for now. I hope that was enough. Have I somewhat answered your question? About your recent 1950s audios, you did. Dang. But you did a whole... Did you like the whole old Hollywood glam look? Yeah, I loved it. in the 1950s and 40s Hollywood style is just, it's amazing. There's something about that era that I really like. It really speaks to me. Anonymous asks, can you please make an OnlyFans? Please. Would you ever consider it? I just don't know to what end I'd be making it, you know? I Patreon. I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense for me, but maybe if there's some reason that it would make sense, I might consider doing it. Someone asked, can you make more pregnancy audios? I should have a few more pregnancy audios coming out soon. So, hopefully. Let's see. Anonymous asked, what's your Discord like? If you had met any of the people outside the work you do you think you'd be friends with any of them? Oh, for sure. For sure. I think the people on Discord are amazing. Discord's really, it's a really great community on Discord. If you engage, it's a lot of fun, I guess. The people are, you know, it's, I was gonna say they like, they're just fun. It's just a fun, light community. It's a nice place to be. If you're not on there, I recommend just linking your Patreon account to your Discord and coming on and just saying hi and just see what you think. Thinking of joining Patreon, I was wondering, do you actually do the commissions for the levels that get them as a reward? That's funny. I do. I do do the commissions. Sometimes they take a little bit longer than they should. Mostly just because of the way I work. So the process for me to record audios is not super straightforward. It tends to take a lot of like introspection and thinking, and it's slow going usually for certain topics. So when a topic is one that is like either very specific or I'm just struggling to find the angle on it, it'll take me longer. But I always try, always try to get all my commissions out. So let's see. Would you ever do a face reveal, like partial beard? I've heard that question a lot. Maybe. If anywhere, it'll be on my Snapchat. I'm probably going to do a hand reveal on Snapchat pretty soon. I've been considering it, so we'll see. What is your least favorite audio that you've ever done? I don't know. I feel like I'm the wrong person to ask that question. I feel like that's more of a you guys question. I don't know what's the least favorite audio I've ever done. I feel like I'm always unhappy with most things I make. So generally, it'll be hard to be like, this is the worst one. I don't know. It also would be hard for me to say, like, this is the one I think is the best. I don't know if I have that feeling about anything I've done either. I'm really like, I think I feel the best about it when I like, I'm a real metrics person. So when I see the numbers and I'm like, okay, this one is performing the best, I'd be like, this is probably the best that I've done, you know? But it's just like I can't internally judge the things I do, which is probably really bad. Like as an artist, I think I should be able to do that. So, have you ever thought about collaborating with Cardlyn on YouTube? That's a very good question. I think I've answered that a few times. Yeah, I would be all for doing a collaboration with Cardlyn. I think I'd be all for doing a collaboration really with anyone. But ultimately, I think the biggest issue for me is what would be the collaboration? So, like, what does it entail? Because I'm not a script person. I rarely, if ever, use scripts. I think I've in the past I used scripts a long time ago. I maybe did like one or two, but only if they were like given to me and the person was like, please do this, or it was like a request. But on the whole, I'm just so just not that person who uses scripts. So I think for you to do a collaboration, you need some kind of coordination at some level. And coordinating with improv is challenging, unless I like recorded first and then they played off it. I'm not entirely sure what the direction of the collaboration would be, if there would be one. I think that's the biggest problem that stopped me from like reaching out to be like, hey, we should collaborate, because I'm like, I don't know what we would do, at all. So, yeah. That is the dilemma with collaborations, at least for me. I'm not, that's the last question I'll answer for the day. Anonymous asks, did you find your soulmate? I really believe I have. Yeah. I truly think I have. I think with that, we'll end this episode, this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, you can always ask me questions on the Patreon form. If you're a Patreon, those usually get answered first and foremost. And if you're listening to this on Reddit, you can always ask via Curious Cat. There should be a link in the description, either way. Anyway. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you guys next week, Monday. Have a good week now.